What have we got planned?
I'm really excited about Canada Day this year because we have had the opportunity to work with a number of organizations in the community to make something really big this year. So we are looking at a celebration in the Hollinger Park, which will start at 12 noon and end around 7:30 p.m. At 7:30, we are going to ask people to move across the road to Gillies Lake, where we anticipate a really spectacular fireworks display this year will be held by a wonderful group of people that we're working with to make that happen as well. So it's going to be a full day of activities celebrating our country.
Okay, so will there be fun and games at Gillies before fireworks? Because kind of light out at 7:30.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? So what's happening at the Hollinger? We are going to have a number of games for kids. Obviously, we have got a lot of inflatables, some different things for every age group so that they can have a little bit of fun there. We have 20 vendors who are going to be participating in the park. We have seven food trucks, including the McIntyre Catering Services, who will be offering free food for the afternoon, which is going to be awesome. We have five bands that are going to be providing us with wonderful music throughout the day, and culminating in our headliner, which is Rosewood Avenue, who will be performing around 6 p.m. So we're really looking forward to that. The Porcupine Art Club is also participating this year, and they are creating a huge mural celebrating Canada Day and looking at Canadian symbols. So they're inviting members of the public to come and add their little bit of scribbles and things to that mural so that we can have it then for future times. So once we move from the Hollinger Park, we're going to be headed towards Gillies Lake, and there's going to be music and DJ activities hosted by Rick Lemieux. We are also going to be just inviting people to stake out their areas and enjoy the lovely breezes because it's going to be a fabulously wonderful day and sunny and all those good things. And we will wait for our fireworks, which are probably going to go off once the sun sets around 9:30, quarter to 10. So a full day of activities celebrating Canada. And I think particularly this year, there's a lot of us who really are thinking about what it means to be Canadian and celebrating our Canadian culture. And I think that that is what is going to be coming through with a lot of our celebrations this year.
We're going to have our elbows up all day.
Elbows up all day and just celebrating all of the wonderful people who live in our community.
You mentioned all the vendors at Hollinger. Is that all? Are they all food vendors or?
There are seven food vendors, and then there's 20 other vendors that are also there, and with all kinds of different things. Some people will be offering some information on their organization. Some people are selling goods that they make. We've also got some people that are going to be celebrating their culture in that area as well. So we've got some really interesting and different activities happening there. And that's one good thing when we look at our food vendors, we are celebrating the multicultural component of Timmins. So we've got some wonderful different foods from all around the world, which is going to be really a lot of fun, I think.
All right. Anything you want to add to any of this?
No, excepting that just to let people know that parking will not be allowed in the Hollinger Park parking lot because that's going to be our food vendor alley. The fire department will also be there. EMS services are there through the college. So that space is reserved. If you are in need of special needs, you can come into the park, of course, and get let off there. There are only a few parking spaces for that. But the rest of the area should be free and clear for people to come out and enjoy.